Hey y'all, it's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm back. I know it's been a long time since I've been on here, and come on, baby. And honestly, so much has changed, so much has transpired in my life, you know, since the time I haven't been on here. But like I have this dog, but I really don't want to tap into that right now. The real reason why I came on here is because I wanted to talk to the girls who are escorting, and I don't want to even try to have like a target audience. I just want to basically, I just want to talk my shit, you feel me? I just want to talk. Oh, it's raining hard. Come on. Oh boy, come on, baby. I know it's raining hard out here though. I basically just wanted to talk my shit, and I'm kind of mad that it's raining because I wanted to walk and smoke my blunt and just talk, you know, come on, and just talk. But yeah, so basically what brought, it's raining kind of hard. Shit. Basically what brought me on here today was I just wanted to talk about feeling like, I don't know, you know what? I know what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk, it's raining hard. It's windy. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but it's windy and shit. So I think I might have to do this upstairs, baby. Cause it's a little raining. And this motherfucker, he love being outside. He don't give a fuck. He like, bitch, it's raining. Come on, walk me. Anyway, I basically wanted to talk about, come on, let's go, because you cutting the fuck up and you making me mad. Basically, I wanted to talk about just being, first of all, I'm rambling. Don't mind me, y'all. If anybody is new to this channel, I am a transgendered female. Male to female. Basically, I just come on here. I just share my experiences on life. I share my experiences on, part of me, I could come back out here and just throw my hoodie on. Because I really want to walk outside and just talk. But, nonetheless, I really just wanted to talk about, you know, being strong and being isolated and not connecting with people. It's really, really, really important to have a support system, have people that you deal with on a consistent basis, you know, people that you could just talk to without any judgment and without any, just without any ridicule, you know, like you just be honest with them. And see, for me, Like, I have friends. I have a really, 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 really good support system, you know. But with me relocating from one area to another area, it's really, really, really hard for me to make friends. And, you know, being younger, I kinda, and even like towards my preteen or even like my early adult years, I kinda like envy people who was who was able to make friends quickly, or who was able to let me see, hold on, hopefully don't mess it up. Perfect, I didn't mess it up, because I really want to have this talk. I want to just like walk and talk, and I don't want like no interruptions to like to disturb my thought process or to pause the video, because a lot of times like certain phone calls or certain notifications will mess up the video. I mean, will mess up the audio, you know? And I really want to get this out. And perfect. I really want to get this out. And I really want to, like, start getting back into doing this, you know? So I feel like any interruption would deter me from speaking on what I want to speak about, right? Because I know there's got to be somebody that's, you know, either going through what I'm going through, feeling how I'm feeling, or something. And hopefully be a good boy. Hopefully this can help somebody, you know? So, yeah, wait, hold on, where's my key? Shit.
I forgot.
Where's my key at? Mind y'all, I got this fucking puffy ass jacket on. I'm mad fucking hot. But it's raining outside. Where's my key? This is the only... Okay, I got my key. This is the only thing. Be good. This is the only... this is the only hoodie, jacket I got with a hoodie. And it's mad comfortable. And since he didn't want to walk in the rain, which I understand, I'll just take this walk by myself, which I kind of wanted to do anyway. So yeah, so hopefully this helps somebody. Me just venting and getting out what I need to get out for me, you know? So yeah, isolating yourself, like when I was younger, I really wasn't like popular or anything like that. And I was always cool with that. Like I was always the type of person who, you know, would have a girlfriend or three or four. And that was it, you know. I had my good Judy's. But being in a whole different state, number one, you know, being in a whole different state, then really like I love my area, I love my apartment, I love my palace, but me living in the hood somewhat, like a girl can't be who she is, like how I would want to be. You know, I find myself trying to blend in with society, you know, and just trying to, like, you know, get in and get out, not be seen, not be heard, you know, and what I'm learning is that in itself brings on depression. You know, when you can't go outside and, you know, smell the roses, smell the flowers, just aimlessly walk around, you know, when you have that, for me, when you have that, like, pressure of, like, oh, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that because I'm in a hood environment, or I can't do this and I can't do that because it's not conducive to my living arrangements, you know, that definitely, I didn't really, like, realize that, but it definitely puts stress on me, you know? It's very stressful. And not even stressful, it's depressing in a sense, because it's like, damn, like, a bitch got up, you know, like, a bitch bounced around from these shelters, you know what I'm saying? And my goal was to get my apartment, you know what I'm saying? And now it's like, all right, bitch, you got your apartment, but bitch, you can't even enjoy your shit fully, because the area you in isn't, you know, the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? And part of it's like, you know, maybe in due time, you know, as I stay here long enough and I get more comfortable with the environment and area, then, you know, I'll feel better about being out here. But it's like a, out of the stressfulness of it all, it's like a one out of, I'll say, like, stressfulness, a six. Because it really isn't that bad. And then what I've also learned too is a lot of times I personally will make a situation more than what it is. Like, me overthinking something will make it so much more than what it is. But let me tell you what I got going on, right? Now, for those that, you know, have popped in and out of my, have popped in and out of my, my podcast or whatever, some of y'all know I do escort, right? Now, with escorting, it could be a hit or miss. Like, for me, I'm more of a hit the strip type of girl. Hitting the strip means walking the block. I like that more than the internet per se, because there isn't so much dialogue. You know, like, you're on the street, you looking good, a person see you, they want you, they tell you to come here, you go, and then, you know what I'm saying? You move on. So my girlfriend that hit me up or whatever, now business has been slow for me lately, and I honestly, like, when I go to my hometown, I get bitcoins, but and I do the same amount of work that I do when I'm here. I just feel as though that because where I moved to is more of a bigger city, it's more competition, number one. So if I post my ad, a girl gonna post their ad, and a girl gonna post their ad, and basically it's only like the hungriest bird gets the worm. Fuck the earliest bird gets the worm, the hungriest bird. And I don't be hungry like that. So she invited me to go out or whatever, and like something on the side of me, like I had got like a burst of energy, you know, like I've been in my place. I had my apartment like from out the shelter for about going on like 4 years. Okay. 4 years type shit. And I really be there because one, I'm just not too comfortable with the area yet. Two, I don't have to like front. Like I have, like when I'm like, as I'm getting older, I'm learning to identify people properly. Like I have associates. I have people that I talk to when I want to, you get what I'm saying? Get a little e-pill, get a little snow. You get what I'm saying? I want to get fucked up real quick. You know, I got friends like that, but I don't have a friend that I can just show it regularly. We don't have to be getting fucked up. Like, I don't have to have no cigarettes. I ain't got to have no weed, and we just chilling, you know? Like, I have recently lost my friend. So, but, okay. So, when she told me she wanted me to come, you know, she wanted me to come out, I was real souped, you know, I was real excited, I was real happy, you know what I'm saying? Then, it was like, one of my old girlfriends had moved down to North Carolina, and she had came up too. So I'm like, yes, like, I'm definitely coming out tonight. Any other night, I'll bullshit, whatever, but tonight, I'm coming the fuck out. Now, I love my naps. I take naps daily. And I feel like sometimes it be from boredom, but initially it started from the hormones. Like, the hormones would make me be real sleepy. Like, I take a shot or whatever, and I just tend to have to nap all the time. So, I stay up, I'm cleaning up, I move my apartment around, wiping my walls down. I'm just trying to keep myself active while, you know, doing things productive and shit. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna start doing my hair. Starts doing my hair, boom. So now it's like 8 o'clock. So I'm like, all right, bitch. Like, I'm halfway done with this hair. The hair not coming out the way I wanted to, so I'm getting over that. But I have other wigs to put on, so it's not that big of a deal. It's just like, you know, if one don't work, pop another one on type shit. So I hit her up like, yo, what's good? So in the midst of me doing other shit, like sometimes on Snapchat, a person can hit you up, and then I think if you're in the, like, already in the messages, it won't show as a notification. So it never showed as a notification. And I know how she gives it up. Like, she'll be like, she'll hit me up like an hour or so later. So in my head, even though she didn't hit me right back, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, you just running amok. You just doing what you're doing, you know. I'm like, you just doing what you're doing. You know, you're going to hit me up in a minute and tell me something. Now, mind you, the plans were, when I spoke with her the first time, the plans were Oh my goodness, that rat is fucking huge, bitch. When I tell you that rat is huge, huge. So I spoke to her and she was like, she was telling me the plan. So she's like, listen, you know, I'm about to go do this, I'm about to go do that. Or whatever, because when she told me that my girlfriend was coming from North Carolina, I called her like, bitch, you lying. Where she at? When she coming out? Da 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 da. So she running me down the game plan. Like, oh, this is what we gonna do. I'm gonna come get you with my boyfriend. Da 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 da. So I'm like, cute. Okay, I'm telling her, my girl, look, mind you, like, my funds is funny. But she's like one type of girl, you know, if I ain't got and she got, she gonna make sure I'm good too. So I'm like, all right, cute. Now, mind you, as I'm doing, getting ready and shit, it hits me, bitch. You don't have your fucking ID, because when I was at my mom's house, my wallet magically disappeared. Now, I could have lost it, or it could have been another story. And I'll come and vent about that on a later note. Y'all just remember that keynote. So, I was like, listen, girl, all I got is my Snap card, but... If some of y'all know, some Snap cards come with your picture. And so I'm like, listen, find out if you're going to need ID, because the places you want to go to, like this club or whatever, some clubs, they have security checking your bag. And then other clubs, they have security checking your ID in your bag. So I told her that. But what really just had got me in my feelings, right? So I hit her back up. I hit her back up like, yo, you know, I was like, oh, you know what, sister, I just got your message. My bad, but what's good, I believe I said. So she like, you got money to catch a train. So I'm like, the train? Now, mind you, bitch, if you really gonna come get me, honey, you would've hit me up like, bitch, what's your tea? Like, I'm in New York, I'm out to dash to go to Jersey, do something to come get you or whatever. She like, oh, you know, do y'all wanna catch the train? So I'm like, what train? Because my funds is low. And I'm thinking like, okay, maybe the function is in New York. So had she would have said, oh, you know, the subway, I'd be like, oh, all right, yeah, I could do the subway. Like, no problemo. Like, let's bust that down. Because I could hop the subway. You feel me? So she like, no, catch the PAV train. And then my thing is, you sending me one word messages. And one thing about me, I hate one word messages, because that just gives me the inclination like, one, you really didn't want to send a message. And two, like, in this case, more or less, like as if I'm bothering you or something. So I'm like, I was like, oh, girl, you know, me coming out there, whatever, on a train, I'll get there mad late. Like, and mind you, I'm right by the PAV train station, but we have to keep in mind, she told me this shit like at 10:30. even if I was meant to magically be dressed and ready to go out at 11, go out, not catch the train at 11, go out at 11, which means I would have to wait for a train to go to fucking the PAB train station, then wait for the PAB train to fucking get on that shit. Then the PAB train would have been running on a fucking, then the PAB train would have been running on a regular schedule. So, I hit her up and I just paid it. Like, I was like, you know, I said what I said to her as far as what the time. And in my book, it's paid. But part of that just hurt my feelings, and it was like, damn, like, for real, you know? And I'm such a sensitive-ass person. That's my Pisces in me. And my Taurus in me had that self-loathing. That's why I'm like, you know, it's probably not even like that. I'm probably just making it like that, you know? But it's important to have friends. Like, yeah, being a recluse and, you know, being to yourself is cute. It's all fab and well. But the excitement that I felt in that moment, in the moments of me getting ready and me like, yeah, I'm going out to see people that fuck with me and that care about me, you know? Like, it's always good to have people that love you and care about you genuinely. And it's always good to have people around you that that loves you, care about you genuinely, and that, and I could say that wants to be around, but even so much more than that, like, you need to decompress, you know? You need to decompress. Being a recluse and being by yourself for a long time is good. It's a really good feeling, but it gets lonely. It gets really, really lonely. It gets tiresome. And like, it's okay to make friends. It's okay to, you know, have somebody to talk to, you know? And I'm not saying, oh, go be fake and gravitate towards people that you don't like, but being by yourself can be mentally draining after a while. You know, like, you need to have that decompression, you know? You need to. And, like, so I got this dog, right? And I really wanted the dog. I really didn't want. 80% of me wanted the dog. No, 80%, 20% of me wanted the dog. 80% of me didn't. Like, I initially got brought into getting a dog because my mother wanted to get a playmate for my brother, which is her dog. So she was like, oh, you know, get the dog, da 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 da. So the whole time, I know that I really, 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 really don't want the dog, but I'm sitting here agreeing with it because I'm really thinking in my head, we're not getting this damn dog. This shit ain't gonna happen. Da 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 da. So we go to this humane society. We went through a lot of them, and a lot of them had a dog. But the last time we went, they had a dog. Now we got the dog. Now the dog stayed with me. The dog stayed with my mother. Honestly, to be real about it, my mother really, 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 really held it down. You know what I'm saying? When a dog came through, like, she fed the dog, she walked the dog. Like, I mean, I walked him too, but for the most important, most of the critical shit, she did. You get what I'm saying? Like, she really, really did. So, I was like, so now.
Hi, honey.
So now, it's at the point where, you know, I have to go back home. Like, I can't be at mama house. Hi, baby. I can't be at mama house all day, you know? Like, so I finally went home. You know what I'm saying? So now the dog is at my place, you know. And okay, I have to give a sigh when I say that. You're like, now the dog is with me. And on the overall tip, the dog is fine. You know, but that's not the case in point at hand. The case in point at hand is that I really didn't want the dog. And though he grew on me and has grown on me, it's about what I'm learning is that you have to have boundaries, you know, and you have to have healthy boundaries that are fair, but boundaries that will ensure your peace of mind. Because one thing I can say about having a dog is he does get me outside more. You know, before I would barely go outside. I would just go outside to go shopping, to wash clothes, and that was it if I was going out. But now he actually makes me go out. He makes me be seen. And I like that. I do. But what I don't like is, and I kind of do like it, but then I kind of don't. What? I don't like the continuous following me around. I don't like this bad boy. You see this? Bad boy. Child. Motherfucker had my denture. See, shit like that. Now, I would have came to this motherfucker, I would have wore his ass the fuck out and been good and fucking mad. Because there's no reason why the shit should have been over there. On his bed. But nonetheless, it's about having boundaries. It's about having boundaries, and sometimes you might say, and I know I'm doing a lot of rambling. I know I am, but it's beauty in the ramble. Sometimes you might not want to have boundaries with a person because you may feel as though that you might feel guilty about something that you've done or something that has happened, and you allow that guilt to override your boundary, or override what could have been a boundary, you know. So on that note, just, you know, try your best to set healthy boundaries and know that, you know, you can't control things. So there's no need to try to overextend yourself for a situation that was out of your control. But I definitely miss coming on here and talking with y'all. Thank y'all for letting me vent. You know, I'm definitely going to come back on. I don't know when. It might just be little pop-up videos. I mean, things like this. But I just want, because I've been in a real dark headspace. I've been in a really, 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 really dark headspace. Because God has been so quiet with me lately. And the other noises have been so loud. And I just have to try to remind myself that I'm not in control. Because I want things to be the way I want things to be. You know, and it's just not that. So I'm just trying to get back to a happy mental space. You know, like, I think I talked to you about this nigga I was talking to back in the day. Well, not back in the day, but like a few months ago. You know, I'm trying to really like detox from that. And I'm just really in a fucked up headspace. You know, like, I have great days, I have good days, I have bad days. And I seen this picture of phases of the moon. And I want it because it speaks so many volumes. Like, you're not going to always be full. You're not going to always be full. You're going to go through stages where you're a half crescent. You're half this, you're half that, you're a quarter this, you're a quarter that, you know. But eventually, you'll get whole again. And eventually, you'll go through them phases again. So, I think that's really going to be my next tattoo. Because it really has some symbolic meaning for me. But, just know that things will get better. It's going to get better for everybody. It's going to get better for everybody. It's going to get better. And it's just in due time. Just keep the faith. Fuck the faith. Keep the hope. Keep the motherfucking hope. Period. Hold on. Pain ends. Period. And that's just that on that, y'all. Thank y'all for letting me rant. Thank y'all for listening to me. I appreciate y'all. And that's just that for that.